Heard at Sports Radio every weekday morning from 7 to 10 a.m.
Coming up on Friday's show, it's a free-for-all as usual. We'll talk with Chad Forbes of NFL Draft Bites about all the things going on in the NFL. Mike Sonner from Heard at Sports stops by with all his takes on the latest local sports action. And, of course, we'll do our weekly check-in with former Husker and current pizza shop owner Matt Versal.
Take a dive into the latest news and all things sports. Heard at Sports Radio with Ravi Lula and Damon Benning.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Coffee and Cream on Hail Varsity Radio with Andrew Rogers and Damon Benning.
Hey, top of the hour here on Coffee and Cream in the morning on Hail Varsity Radio, powered by Currency. We are live from the H&H Chevrolet stage at Hail Varsity Club. Before we get to Amon Green, I'd like to take a moment and tell you about Digman's. Digman's Collision Center has four locations throughout the metro area, along with that standalone mechanical shop at 120th and Maple. I see Shane was on point for his ding today, probably because we have some Dingman's family members in the house sitting to our right side. We'll wave to Darcy and her daughter. They gave us some pretty cool things, too.
A little swag.
Gift bag, a certificate for an oil change, and then DB's more, I think, most excited about the Yeti at the bottom of this.
Well, it's either the Yeti or the oil change.
But I like the trash can. The little trash can. This was my favorite. This is cool.
I'm not going to lie.
It's like a cup.
I think it's the oil change.
You know what? It's like the cup I poured the Acres Ale in the other day.
Because it's plastic. My light is on.
Oh, sorry. We're still on the oil change. Dingman's is family-owned, family-run, local business. We love supporting local on the show. They've been in the business for over 25 years, so they're obviously doing something right. If you need a quote, go to dingmans.com. Thank you very much for all of this stuff. We appreciate you guys, and thanks for coming out to the live show as well.
True story. What are the odds? How about that?
Oh, same color.
Let's go.
That is crazy.
Let's go.
Hey, let's change gears. Let's get to Amon Green now. Amon's on StreamYard with us, and yes, he's got a gamer setup too.
Would you expect anything less from the legend?
Sick. This is sick. Yeah. What's up, Amon? Hey, Amon, quickly here. Tell me, favorite video game of all time.
Oh man! See, I gotta break it. I have so many. I gotta break it down to like genre and like the age I was at.
Okay, let's do it. Name them all.
I start when between the ages of 0 and 10. It was a toss up between Super Mario Brothers and Tecmo Bowl.
Okay,
so Tecmo Bowl. People love that game.
I have a T-shirt. 10 to 20. What was I playing a lot? Because that was between high school and college then. And so I was into some Madden, even though I was getting my butt kicked a lot, especially when I got on campus and Jay Sims was my roommate.
You know, man.
I was like, he just wanted to play. He said, hey, I just need a practice run. I'm like, man, you're going to beat me by 100 points.
And he would try, too.
I was like, bro, I don't want it. I got to sleep.
Take it easy.
My mental, you know? So I would say between Madden and Tekken. In those years, and then see, once I got pro, so 20 to 30, I'll say 20 to now, it's like Halo, it's pretty much Halo and Madden. And I've been playing some more 2K too, because I'm and Mike Demp says, what's up, DB?
Oh, tell Demps what's good.
Yeah, that's who I'm staying with right now. So we've been playing 2K, and he's got my game to the point, because it's not the normal basketball game where, you know, you try to pass it around three times,
right,
before you go to the hoop. Man, I gotta shoot threes against this dude. That's all he shoot is deep. He's shooting like Stephon Curry from deep. Every time he comes down the court. So I'm like, okay, I can't keep up with some dunks and stuff. I gotta go 3 points too.
So Andrew was kinda doing his show prep yesterday, and this week getting ready for you. And he didn't realize how all the interests you have outside of football.
Oh, yeah.
And I told him, I said, it's funny you say that. And I've said this to people. The two of the best players that I've ever been around that don't come across as all in on loving football are Amon Green and Eric Crouch. If you spend any time around those two guys, they'll talk to you about everything other than just football, and you're like, there's way more depth to those guys. Mm-hmm. But you've always been like that, right? Like, you've never been one of those guys that's, you know, always talking about football or running or any, like, you have lots of other interests, but still we're very, very good at your craft.
Yeah, I agree with that. I say, but I'm like, now I got three potentially and been asked to do two more podcasts that I want to do, which are Husker podcasts. Mm-hmm. And since I've been back at home, so I do a gaming podcast, Amon Green's Gamers Lounge, and then I do two Packer podcasts, both of them with former teammates, Mike Wall, Gilbert Brown, and Dorsey Levens. And
Sweet feet.
And it's fun, you know. It's fun. We laugh, like, kind of like what you guys right here got the setup, and you have a good time. You talk a little football. You talk about, you know, whatever else y'all might hit in other segments, stuff like that. And I just, and you know me, I wasn't that talker. Sitting in the running back room, I just sat back and observed the calamity that was going on between you, Lawrence, Clinton, and Coach Solich.
Yeah,
I would just let me sit back and shut my mouth, and so I don't get threatened by LP or threatened by CC to stop talking, or Coach Solich gives you that look like you in trouble and you might get benched for the day. So I was like, no, I don't want to do that. So I'm gonna be quiet. And but I learned how to observe very well during those days. And as a kid growing up, like I said, it was just interesting. And I say one thing, happy to be back home. It feels good. It's the last 3 weeks of getting inducted back into campus now as a faculty member. It's been amazing. It's been fun. I'll say that. It's been a lot of fun.
Before we get into that, because the gaming, I know Andrew's chomping at the bit. Let me stay right there with the dynamics in that running back room, because it was different. And it's highly competitive, and guys, you know, loved on each other, but we were hard on each other.
Yep.
So do you think, because this was asked to me a couple of months ago, with the availability and the ease of the transfer portal and how guys can just go to other schools.
Right.
Do you think that's something that you would have utilized early on? Because for me, I answered the question like this. I said, I wanted to quit once, especially when I was a freshman, but my dad wouldn't let me come home. So I didn't know like what I didn't know what I would do or where I would go. So I kind of hung out, but I wanted to win too. Like I felt like if I just got a little, that would be enough to get me to where I wanted to go. Like, how did you feel? Cause it wasn't always rainbows and butterflies with us.
No, it wasn't. It sure wasn't. How I felt was, you know what? Okay, I gotta sit on the bench for a couple years or whatever it is gonna be, I better be ready to play when it's my turn. That was it. That's how I looked at it, because you knew I was out in Cali as a kid growing up, and it was hyper competitive. I mean, I'm in Los Angeles, California, 6 blocks from Crenshaw High School that produce athletes literally every year on the year, football, baseball, basketball. Then Dorsey High School is another 5 miles away from my high school where I lived. I mean, not my high school. And again, a lot of ton of athletes. So for the Pop Warner Leagues, for the Little League Baseball that I played in, I mean, I didn't even play T-ball. I went straight. It was no T-ball in South Central. It was overhand pitch, and they were throwing heat and curveballs. It's like, how? I'm like, man, I'm 10 years old. I'm like, how that pitcher throw that curve? I'm like, oh my God, this is nice. I better sit down and shut up. And so I learned how to hit a curveball real quick. By the age of 12, I loved the curveball. I'd sit back on it. Yeah. I'm like, so it's just, you know, I was around these hyper athletes, really good. And it was hard to measure because you didn't know, like, you knew either very fast or you hit hard in Cali. That was it in football. You either were a good tackler and you were not afraid of contact, or you were fast as all get out. That was it if you're going to see the bench, if you're going to see the field, I mean. And then baseball was the other way. It was either you were a good, very good pitcher, or you hit the ball off the park. You know, it was one of those. So when I got back, and by the time from high school to college, that my mindset was I had been around the best and didn't even realize it. And I just matured that way. So when I got to Nebraska, it was just like, oh, okay, I'm back in Cali again. You know, I'm back. I got LP, I got you, I got J Sims, I got CC. I'm like, I got all these top end athletes. I'm like, well, I'll just wait around, make sure I know my playbook, and then when my time comes, I better be ready. Because, you know, I remember my mom and dad, when we met with Coach Osborne for the first time, he was at the house on my senior year at Central, and my dad asked him, will my son get a chance to play? That's all I want. He said, well, Mr. Scott, he said, as long as Amon, you know, gets in his playbook and he studies his plays and he doesn't make a whole lot of mistakes, I'm not going to promise that he's going to play his freshman year, but I will say if he does get a chance and he shows us that he's capable of doing the job, he'll play. And my dad said, that's all I needed to know.
That's his cadence too. That is so T.O.
That's his. Hey, I've been doing that conversation for like 20 years, DB. So I know. And it's like when he would talk, it was just like, it was like Morgan Freeman talking. You know how you hear Morgan Freeman in the background and does a voiceover for any movie out there? That was T.O. I'm surprised he didn't go into that business, man. Oh. He could have been the best voiceover actor ever, along with Morgan Freeman.
Oh. Hey, Amon, you know, for you, you probably did a lot of trash talking whenever you played in college.
Zero.
You probably did a lot when you went to the NFL. And now,
zero. Hey, no trash talking.
Tell me how trash talking, though, could carry over to maybe video games for you.
Oh, well.
Like, do you ever talk a lot of trash?
No, DB knows that. Yeah. I say nothing. Yeah. I say nothing. And it was lessons. I mean, I already knew this because my two older brothers, Jerry and Nikki, they taught me as, I think I was not even 5 years old. It was like, when I got, right before I started playing football, I played flag football when I was six. And I remember them telling me, you know, over the phone, they called me, I heard, you know, mom getting you, signed you up for football, so for flag football this year. Boy, don't be talking trash. And this was just flag, so it wasn't even contact yet. And so they're just getting me ready. And so I learned then, okay? But then when I get to Lincoln with these knuckleheads in the room, man. Between DB.
Oh, man.
And the LP, like, okay, it was DB, LP, Jason. Like I said, these not the only guys in the room. We got some, you know, Steve Raymond and a few other guys.
Yeah.
Brian Schuster, Todd Euler.
Who could hold his – Schuster could hold his own.
Couldn't get a word of trash talk.
So right before meetings would start, with our individual meetings with Coach Solich, like, so he's out doing whatever he's doing to prepare for our meeting. So we get in the room, and that's when the shaguliri would start, you know. And whatever, so I'm, like I said, I'm just observing. I'm just a fly on the wall.
Oh, boy.
And I come in the room, and they already at it. And because they've been hanging out with each other all weekend. And David, LP probably took a couple L's in Madden. And CC is like, man, I don't even play that game. The game is stupid. And DB is like, I'm the best in the room.
It doesn't shock me.
I'm the best in the room. And then JCM is just sitting back laughing. He's like, he's like, yeah, okay, okay, whatever. He said, but what about when I put 50 on you, a DB? I'm like, damn. I'm like, God. He said, well, what happened was, I'm like, okay, I know where that goes after that. So it was like, it was fun. It was interesting. Like, once the season started, once we got out of training camp, man, it was the pleasure of the week coming into meetings. If it wasn't Oklahoma week or some serious game, when it was the Monday and Tuesday meetings, when we could still fill our bodies, you know, we weren't numb yet from all the physicality. That room was fun. It was an interesting room. And that conversation was mostly Madden. Every now and then, what was it, NBA Live?
Yeah, Live
was out. Yep. Live was out. And then, you know, you played against other guys like TV. And TV, we talked about this. I just saw
Tony
him in the summer. He would, Tony Veland, he would cover his hands with the Nintendo controller. Like,
yeah,
this.
So you couldn't see what plays that he was picking.
Yeah, it was Tecmo Bowl.
I've done it before.
He was really good at that.
Hey, I saw you click that play.
Well. Yeah, so he covered up and he did that. That was so. It was just to hear that stuff and to know these guys like that. It was just like, hey, this is we good. You know, we got a good group. Hey, this you gotta have thick skin. You gotta have thick skin. Ready, be ready to go though.
Do you remember when Lawrence put on Coach Solich's coat that was hanging on the door and pretended to be Coach Solich?
He did that multiple times. He just didn't do that one time. He did that a few times. And I think the one time he put it on, and it was like just as he put it on, Coach Solich walked in
the door. Yeah,
and he sat down in the seat with the jacket on, and we were all there losing it. DB's laughing like he's laughing right now. And CC is just shaking his head like, and I'm in the back. I'm like, I don't know. Are we all going to get in trouble?
My mom is like, hey, that's them.
He's such a good kid.
He was the only good one.
You separate the room. Amon's all by himself on the right, and everybody else is on the
any
left.
Sort of good behavior.
I'm like, man, are we about to get it? All of us is about to get it. And Coach Solich sits down. He's looking at us like, why everybody laughing? And then he looks and he takes a double take. He looks over at LP. He's like,
look like a cutoff on LP.
Yeah, the sleeves were like up to here. It was like up to here.
That was like, so much. But he felt like a stop sign.
Oh yeah, Coach Solich was old. He's like Shane size, but he was yoked.
Yeah, he was yoked. I tried to do a push up contest with him. He beat me. Yeah,
he was the real deal.
Wow. He was always working out.
We're talking to Amon Green. In your bio, NFL legend. It says, I love that. Head coach, gamer, and host Amon Green 30 on Twitter. Amon, also a big comic book guy. I know a lot of people pick your brain about your love and infatuation for Batman. And you have a Batman tattoo, if I'm correct.
Yep, it's on my leg.
Maybe a question that may be a little more off ball because I feel like
he's showing you his tattoo. You guys are officially boys now. Look at this.
I feel like
and then Batman pajamas.
I see the bottoms. Fire. Yeah, I was gonna say I feel like we're comfortable with one another right now. I don't know. Do you have a lot of tattoos? And do you have one that like maybe you regret?
No. My brothers helped me out. They said, bro, like if you start getting tattoos, be smart. Like get something that you want to look at when you're 80 and be like, you know, you'd be satisfied. You didn't want to just go in there willy-nilly because you're young and dumb and you all hyped up about getting some tattoo and you get a picture of like, I don't know, something dumb. I don't know what could be really dumb, but I've seen some dumb tattoos. I'm like, ooh, I was out in a restaurant at a bar. This was late this season in Green Bay, and I saw a grown man with a tramp stamp. And I'm like, bro, what were you thinking? I don't know the guy. I'm like, just seeing this from distance, like, oh my god. I said, babe, I was sitting with my wife. I'm like, I'm like, babe, look at these. Like, my man got a tramp stamp. I'm like, oh man.
Oh,
so nothing like that. Mine, so I put thought. So I got, I think, see my bulldog over here. I actually got this.
Yeah, that's a monster.
It's
a beauty.
I got him right before I left campus. So it was like going into my junior year. And then my name on top of it, I got that in my freshman year. If y'all can see it.
Yeah, I can see it. Yeah.
Looks good. And then the tribal tat was when I got the Green Bay. We made a tattoo guy. His name is Rick. Rick was really cool. He was a Packer fan, so you know he hooked us up. So he took care of us. A lot of guys went there. I think he retired and his son took over. That's who put the Batman tattoo on my calf there. And so I think I only have a couple on my back too. So
hey, best Batman of all time?
Oh, Michael Keaton.
Michael Keaton. Not Christian Bale? That's me. Is
I
that
like,
you?
No. Christian Bale, what is it? Including he passed away the original Batman from TV series.
Adam West,
you know, including to him along. So there, so it's what, five of them total? Like
I can't believe you just said Michael Keaton though.
So Mike, well, you got me. remember this. I was 12 years old in 1989.
Oh yeah. Impressionable.
I was impressionable. So yeah. I was impressed, but was a little comical with the syndicated Batman series with Adam West, because I'm like, Batman looks kind of like soft in the muscle tone, man. As a kid, I'm like, because I was watching Arnold Schwarzenegger on Commando and Terminator, and so I knew what working out looked like for acting. And I'm like, Adam West not hitting the weight room, man. But these shows are hilarious. I like these shows. The Bam Splat Boom, you know, and Burt Ward with the off the cuff holy rusted metal Batman. I'm like, oh dear God, this is hilarious. So I that got me started, but it, like I said, I didn't quite fall in love with it. But then when I saw Michael Keaton, Kim Basinger, Prince did the soundtrack of that movie. Mm-hmm. Tim Burton was the director. Robert Wall was the co-star. Oh man, that was awesome. And then so that's one. And then Adam West. And then Christian Bale is my right after Adam. Michael Keaton is Christian Bale for me. And then you know, I'll say Ben because George and Val. Then I don't know what they were doing either. I blame it. See, I have never met them. So what I say, what I've been saying about Christian and or Val Kilmer and George Clooney when they did their roles, I said it was all the director's fault.
It's the director's fault. Mm-hmm.
Because you have to direct the actor into saying, hey, this is Batman. This is who he is. Study it. Here's all the material. Read, watch movies, watch, read the comic books. Maybe that director's, you know, didn't do that. So I give him the benefit of the doubt because I haven't met him. I don't want to judge an actor on their acting skills because I tried, but it didn't work out. So
as we've been thoroughly entertained by a streaming legend right now, Amon Green.
You know,
I got to get into this.
You joked with me talking about the best interviews. Dude, this one may be the
fantastic.
Best interview.
Easy going. Hey, so, AG, let's close on this one. You got to tell us, tell the story how the whole how did the e-com, who made the call, and how happy are you that this is, you're getting credits and scholarships?
Yeah, I love it. Sherry Vail, the Dean of Students at College of Journalism and Mass Communications, gave me the call. And it was always in the back of my head, my first year at Lakeland, because I found we ended up playing Nebraska Esports, the club, you know, the club team in Call of Duty, you know, and I'm like, oh, that's my school. So I was a little excited to play our school and they wrecked us. I was like, ooh, they boys and girls are good. And they put it on us. I was like, man. So I was like, okay, good. I said, good. I was like, GG's. And they were excited. It was crazy. So they were talking to my players. Hey, we heard Amon Green's your coach and all that stuff. So it was like, you know, real cool that I'm like, I didn't think they would know about me because they were bait. You know, they were probably wasn't even born. So, but that was cool. And then, so that's when I was like, oh, I didn't know they had an esports club. I was like, hadn't talked to nobody. So I didn't know nothing. That was 2020. So, but you fast forward to now and then got the conversation with Sherry. She reached out through email and then it was like, man, this could be real. I said, I hope this could work out. And then probably about a month later, then got the call because we talked about, you know, the budget, building all that out. I asked them where the program was actually at. And she said they have a club team now that meet, you know, virtually online. And they do all their matches as a student body on their own. And I'm like, okay, I see we're out there to, you know, work in and get to know the players, get to understand the processes of what they do for practice, picking out coaches and picking the games and the roster. So I was like, I got to learn that. And so once I got the actual phone call, it was like, man, this is pretty cool. So I hung up with Sherry, called my wife right away. And she was super excited. But it's like, we got a lot of stuff going on. We're like, you know, got me here. And then we're on the process of working, moving into to Texas, down to Houston. So we're actually doing two little things at one time, but it's working out here. And thank God I got good friends and, you know, I say former alumni like Mike Dempsey, staying with his house, and his wife allowed me to hang out with them for a couple weeks here before we close on our house here. So it's just
Demps makes enough money, he can afford it.
So oh man, yeah, he's doing great. You know what he does with his job, building houses here. And
he's a monster. Good for him.
A very, very smart business guy.
Very so, much so. He's the real deal.
Yeah. So yeah, that was the process. I mean, and since I've been in, so officially I started January 16th, and from that day I've picked up new teammates, you know. So the Journalism College of faculty members are it's awesome, man. It's just full of support, you know, helping me teaching, you know, get my teaching plan together. That's going to be I got to put in this app called Canvas, and because I'll be teaching a class. So DB, you got time, you want to sneak in the room?
Yeah, me, you, and I'm going to get you hooked up with Terrence Crawford too if you guys haven't played. He is a gamer. He's legit.
And I tell people, athletes all the time, we have that time because we do our main job, and then we got to rest and relax, and that's what we do in our spare time. You know, a lot of guys on the team will go hunting, or what else? What else, guys?
Maybe fishing, play golf. Yeah.
Fishing. I'm like, I will go fishing every blue moon. And I've been at all the years since Lincoln and being in Green Bay, being in the Midwest all these years, I think I've hunted one time and now and fell asleep, didn't see or hit nothing. I'm like, why do y'all hunt? I'm like, this is boring. And we were out here 4 hours, it's freezing cold. And exactly. Only thing I caught was a nap.
You did not disappoint, AG. Always amazing.
Hey, yeah, we appreciate you, man.
Yeah, appreciate you. But real quick, like I said, yeah. the shout out to the journalism faculty. It's been awesome. And the students. The students have been coming on, knocking on the door, introducing themselves to me. So they've been really proactive at that. So I expect nothing less, you know, being back home and having the welcoming that's been going on. So I appreciate to everybody on campus.
They probably never seen a 220-pound monster teaching their class.
It's a video game, right? That was kind of the same look when I got hired at Lakeland University. It was like, you play football, right? They looked a little scared. It was like, what's these practices going to be like?
Oh, shoot.
I'm like, it's going to be full contact esports practice. If you don't get the shot, I'm going to blindside you. No, I'm kidding. I'm just messing with you. I'm just not really, though, right?
You're fantastic, AJ.
Hey, thanks, Imam.
All right, buddy. Appreciate you.
We'll play Fortnite sometime. I get dubs.
Oh, I'm down.
All right, let's do it. Let's
do it. No builds.
Neither do I.
Yeah, I don't build. I shoot.
Let's do it.
My great nephew that.
Wow. Yeah, we're going to play. And with Caleb, because Caleb plays too. Yeah. All right. Okay. We'll talk soon, man.
Thanks, AG.
I'll send DB my gamer tag.
Oh, you got it.
Perfect. That is Amon Green, man. Was that a fun interview? We're going to talk to Michael Bruntz next.
Heard at Sports Radio every weekday morning from 7 to 10 a.m. Coming up on Friday's show, it's a free-for-all as usual. We'll talk with Chad Forbes of NFL Draft Bites about all the things going on in the NFL. Mike Sauter from Heard at Sports stops by with all his takes on the latest local sports action. And, of course, we'll do our weekly check-in with former Husker and current pizza shop owner Matt Versal. Take a dive into the latest news in all things sports. Heard at Sports Radio with Ravi Lula and Damon Benning.